and welcome back to Sundance on the Weekend. We have with us the director of The Price of Everything, Nathaniel Kahn, which is about art, money, business, and is art becoming a business? And we have Nathaniel with the best person in the world we could find to talk to him, who is David Darcy, who is has an extensive background in the New York art world and those environs. So, Nathaniel, nice to see you.
Thank you. Great to be here.
So, Nathaniel, explain the title for us. I think everybody's going to finish the title when they talk to you, right?
Of course, we want them to. Absolutely. Yeah. So the title is from a quote that somebody says in the film. One of the great collectors in the film, a man named Stefan Edlis, remarks that these days people know the price of everything and the value of nothing. And this is, of course, a quote from the great Oscar Wilde from the 19th century. And he was talking about his era, but he most certainly is talking about our era as well. So,
What got you into this? A lot of people want to take on the world of contemporary art, the spiraling prices and the egos, the vanity, the artists. What got you to this, and what made you think you could pull it off?
Well, it will be for the audiences to judge whether we pull it off, but I happen to like the film very much.
I do, too. I've seen it before, so I like it very much, but it's unwieldy. The subject is unwieldy.
Well, sure, the subject is huge, but for me, I mean, I come from an art background, so I grew up with artists. My father was an architect. I have an aunt who was a sculptor, and an uncle who was a painter, and I have a sister who is a painter, and another sister who is a flutist, so I know this art scene a little bit firsthand, and I saw from being a child how artists struggle with money, with issues of money. And the issues of money for artists are complex. It's not just that, you have to live, of course, and everybody has to eat. But it's also that if you start thinking about the money when you're doing your work, it starts to screw everything up. So the idea really of what artists are up against, which is they need to live, they want to succeed, they want to be successful, but they also need to put this thing out of their mind when they are working. That seemed like a really, really interesting situation to be in, and something which really was, in many ways, for me anyway, the inspiration for wanting to make this film, which is to really understand deeply how do artists deal with this challenge of doing work, doing great work, continuing to evolve, and also deal with the world of money. Now, of course, in recent years, I mean, you've covered this, you've talked about this, we've seen the art market become this just, you know, incredible ballooning sort of, thing. That, and you see things like, just last month,
right,
this Leonardo,
right,
maybe Leonardo painting,
right,
going for $450 million at auction. I mean, that's the GDP of, you know.
But it's a painting that some dealers bought for almost nothing in Louisiana.
Sure. And that of course is the dream. And there's no question that you know, being somebody who enjoys pawing through junk shops and stuff like that, of course you want to you're sort of hoping that maybe you'll find the secret Rembrandt or something like this. And there is a treasure hunt aspect to all of this. But that wasn't my main motivation for making the film. It really is about the artists and the world that they are operating in. There's another aspect to it which really drew me to it, and that's that, I mean, with my films, I love, certainly most of all, I love great characters. And the art world is filled with so many really, really interesting people and really specific people, whether it's the collectors or the artists or the auction house people or the dealers. They're very, very passionate about their end of this art world. So to be able to kind of present that universe, if you will, to audiences was, you know, as you say, it's a great challenge, but it was also very exciting to do.
You were able also, let's move from artists to the people selling art, you were able to get a woman who's now at Sotheby's to talk very frankly to you, not only about what it takes to get works of art to sell, mm-hmm. but what it takes to promote those sales,
sure.
to make as much money
sure.
as possible.
You're talking about Amy Capilazzo, who is an incredible person, a dynamo powerhouse, deeply knowledgeable about art, and one of the most important scenes in the film, for me, is when the two of us are sitting in the back of the car, and she's going, showing some of the work that is coming up for auction, and I ask her about art that she loves, and she comes up with this marvelous painting of Giacomo Balla, of a dog, which is, you know, from around, I think, maybe 1912, somewhere in there. But it's the beginning of cinema also. So she holds this picture up, and it's a dog wagging its tail.
Right.
And Balla is trying to represent the motion of the dog. And she just loves this painting because she saw it as a little girl in Buffalo, in her, you know, in the wonderful museum there. So this is a person who has been committed to art since she was young. But she's also in the end of art, which is promoting it, selling it, bringing it to market. And so her frankness and her directness to me was, you know, I mean, she's a remarkable character. But yes, she does show us things that we don't normally get to see.
Right. And one thing, you know, there's a precept that I think works fairly well describing the art world, and that is that art follows real estate. And mm-hmm. we see an apartment in Miami, Stefan Edlis's apartment?
No, it's in Chicago. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, okay. Huh.
Yeah.
I thought that high rise was in Miami.
No, he's committed to Chicago all the way.
Right.
He loves that city.
Right, right. Okay, but in Aspen, in Santa Fe, near where people ski, there's been a surge of the art market.
Sure.
It hasn't happened yet in Park City. It's very slightly. I haven't been to that many houses where people would have the means to buy art, the kind of art that Stefan Edlis buys. But there are really one or two galleries selling contemporary art in Park City. Why did mm-hmm. you want the film to premiere in Sundance rather than in a city that might be more of an art center?
Oh, well, I mean, Sundance is the dream for every filmmaker. It's the holy grail of festivals, and for a very specific reason, I think, when that's that the film this film really is about where we are right now in the world. It's not just about art. It's about the fact that we are now, I think, entering a period in our culture, in our civilization, in which people really do confuse the idea of price with the idea of value. And the question really is, what do we actually value as a people, as a society? What do we value in art? What do we value in each other? What do we value? Not what's the price of something, what do we value? So these are issues that I think are really going to test us in our civilization. So this festival has, for the last, I mean, since it began, has been about people bringing questions, great questions, new visions to light, really, really more than any other festival. And it's also something where I was here a number of years ago, and it's a totally new world that I'm seeing here, which is that people are using so many different forms of technology, so many different forms of communication to get these big questions across. So to be able to talk to those people, phenomenal experience, and to see their films and share their visions.
Yeah, and even if you're not necessarily into the world of high art or high finance, this is a fascinating film. So you get to the future showings of this. And I think you got Saturday off, but I think you have a noon showing tomorrow at the Temple.
We do.
Down at the Salt Lake Library, but next Thursday over at the Park City Library at 9 o'clock, and you finish Nathaniel Kahn. You finish where you started. You've got one last showing next Friday over again at the Mark on Friday night.
Great theater. Wonderful to be in a converted basketball court.
Oh, Racquet Club.
Racquet Club, okay. Racquet. Yeah.
Are you buying art? Have you been bitten by the bug?
No. I only have art of the artists, friends that I have who've given it to me pretty much, and a few things that I've bought over the years. But no, I'm not a speculator, not at all.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, Nathaniel Kahn, director.
You've heard it all.
The Price of Everything. So thanks very much for getting up early on a Saturday and coming by and seeing us.
My pleasure. Yeah.